joining us on the line is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So what was it like in Washington over this weekend, or at least Friday, in your opinion?
Well, it was interesting. It's always an honor to be there, and it's a momentous time for our country. I was pretty shocked at, you know, the president, the new president, seemed more interested in the numbers of people that were or weren't at his inauguration than anything else. And I was taken by the sort of darkness of his speech and that sort of how bad everything in his country was. Well, he's surrounded on the stage behind him. People sitting sort of directly behind him were a bunch of billionaires that are in his cabinet or helped his campaign as he talked about the terrible shape the country's in. And I was a little surprised by that. I wish that he had given a more uplifting speech, because things in this country, I mean, there's challenges. We know what's happened in Lorain County. We know of lost jobs. We know of stagnant wages. But the country's still a great country, and I was just sort of saddened that the president would be sort of that dark in his opening speech.
You sent him, when he was president-elect, a letter about trade, and he responded back. Now you've sent another letter. What's this one all about?
Yeah, my first 2 days after the election, I sent him a letter. I called his head of his transition, sent him a letter about offering to help him on enforcement of trade rules and renegotiating of NAFTA and pulling out of TPP. He sent me back a handwritten note saying he wants to work together. I then have approached his staff, asking them to do an executive order on his first day in office on Buy America to make sure that every infrastructure project is used. They use American iron and steel and other materials made by American workers. Then I introduced a bill also to do that. I'm hopeful he wants to do that, and we'll make that executive order.
That is similar to what he mentioned a little bit in the speech about America first, or using America, hiring America. So there is some sort of common ground somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think there's common ground on this issue. I mean, I today in front of our committee, there's a confirmation hearing on the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who has spent a big part of his career wanting to raise the eligibility age for Medicare, which means a worker at a diner in Elyria or a factory worker in Lorain or a construction worker in Sheffield Lake needs to work till she or he is 67 or 70. That's a really bad idea. So I'll support him on some of these trade issues. I'll oppose him if he wants to raise the Medicare age or privatize the Veterans Administration or a whole host of other ideas that his cabinet seems to be pushing.
For the last couple of months, we've heard reports, national news reports, about how, for some reason, Internal Revenue tax refunds would be delayed this year. And now we hear commercials even on this radio station about that from tax preparing firms. Do you know anything about this? What's behind it?
I don't know what's behind it. We're just learning about it, and we're going to find out. I mean, there's simply I know that, you know, as the Trump administration takes office, they're having problems finding people to fill these jobs. They got started late on their interviewing people. Their confirmations are slow, even though the majority party in both houses is the president's party. The confirmations are slow because he's appointed so many billionaires with very complicated financial records that aren't really forthcoming. A guy came in front of our committee the other day and forgot to report $100 million in an account he had. I mean, how do you forget to report $100 million of wealth? I mean, these are plutocrats and some of the richest people around, and so it's taken longer to fill this government, to fill out these nominees. And I don't know if that's an effect on the IRS or what's happened here.
How long do you think it'll be before the cabinet gets in place and everything can sort of move forward?
It's still a few weeks away. We voted on three of them so far. I voted on Friday. I was joined the majority in voting for the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Department of Human Services. I yesterday voted against the Secretary of the head of the CIA, in large part because he has made several comments about doing more domestic spying on law-abiding citizens. I don't want the CIA or anybody else in government to be able to find all kinds of personal records and government collect them of American citizens who have never had any brush with the law. I mean, that's just, to me, not an American kind of thing to do. And this guy's the new CIA director seems interested in doing that, and I don't quite understand why.
Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning, and let you get back to work.
We'll do it again. Thanks.
Thanks.